All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a single NHL playoff game. We have a single NBA playoff game. We have a five-game early MLB slate. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. And then we have a 10-game MLB main slate later this evening. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord, Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord, there's a link to join in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, apologies if I'm moving a little bit slower today, a little bit under the weather here, but nevertheless, got to get the show done and got to answer some questions here. So if you guys have questions, now's a good time to get those in the queue and we'll get to all the questions before the end of the show. Taking a peek here in the Office Hours channel, not seeing any questions. So thought we could start off here with a demo of how to build some lineups using SaberSim. We did release a video today that I did want to call out because it's just super relevant this time of year here. So if you go to our YouTube channel, which I'm pulling up here in a second. All right, got it on the screen. And in this video section, it came out about an hour ago, Dominate 2024 Playoffs Five-Step Winning DFS Showdown Strategy. So we wanted to get an idea. We wanted to get out a video here talking about NBA playoff strategy, particularly showdown, because as we get into the conference finals and ultimately the NBA finals, we are talking, you know, solely single game format. And then DraftKings is going to run their marquee $1 million to first contest very, very soon here, right? For game one of the NBA finals. So check out this video. It is a good watch here. Shout out to Jordan for putting together a sweet video to help you guys out. And we can even do an NBA showdown walkthrough today. So that's what I'm thinking. All right, let me get SaberSim pulled back up. Question from Ron, any tips on how to aggregate ownership? So what I would do here is, like, if you wanted to aggregate ownership, right, is get ownership from whatever other sources that you're getting it from, come to upload the CSV with the ownership, or either copy and paste it into SaberSim. And then what you would do, like, if I were to make a bunch of changes, right? So, like, say, you know, I'm making some changes to my ownership, trying to imitate this being different ownership projections. And then I would go to the gear icon. I would go to save ownership. I would give it a new name, right? Like source one or something like that. So then now I'm going to have two columns with ownership inside of SaberSim here. So one own is the source I uploaded. And then we still have the SaberSim ownership, which is this flagship column, the flagship MME own. And then what I could do here is I can go to the gear icon. I can average or I could do a weighted average, right, where you determine how much weight one particular source gets. So I prefer to use the weighted average. And the reason for that is because if you use average, it'll do this where it takes an average of all of the buckets and averages them together. But what I prefer to do is, you know, zero these out, right? And then just pick the source that I'm using. So, you know, I was on flagship MME. So maybe I just want to use flagship MME as 50% weight. And then I want to use the ownership that I uploaded as 50% weight. And then I'll just say aggregate, click apply. That becomes a new ownership source in my drop down here. And then I can click on that. It's going to change. It's going to let me know that I'm changing my ownership, which I am totally okay with here. And then now when I click the gear icon, I'm going to see that I'm using that aggregate that I set up. So that is how I would aggregate ownership using SaberSim. All right, next question here. Hi, under the games drop-down menu, does the min stack exposure have to be equal to 100%? Thanks. Okay. The games drop-down menu. So when I think of games here, I'm going to go to games next to team stacks. And then it's going to say, does the minimum stack exposure have to be equal to 100? Thanks. So the minimum is set to zero by default, basically saying there are no requirements as to the game stacking, as to having so many game stacks in the lineups that we generate for you. And then 100 is going to be the maximum. So like, hey, you know, if you build 500 lineups, we're saying that only 500 of them can be a game stack, right? So really this is meant to be lowered more than anything. Like, hey, maybe I'm getting, you know, 50% game stacks of Texas at the Phillies. Well, maybe I only want to have like 30 of those, right? I'm only willing to have like 30% game stacks of Texas and Philly. Then I would come in here and I would make that adjustment, right? So same thing for White Sox in Toronto. If you want more of these game stacks, you would increase the minimum exposure. And then if you're getting so many running a default build, like more than you're liking, then I would come in here and just put a cap on it, right? But I see less game stacks, and I typically, you know, you're going to see more of these stacks, like in the team stacks, just jamming in one team, depending on, you know, and like, I could have Toronto with the Yankees. I could have Toronto with Seattle. I could have Toronto with Tampa Bay. I could have Toronto with Boston. But like, I'm getting all of these Toronto stacks, but I'm not getting that many Toronto plus the White Sox is basically what I'm saying. So I think that, you know, looking in the team stacks tab is a little bit better just because you get to see how much of an individual team you're getting rather than just a game environment. But all right, good question there. If you guys have more questions, keep dropping them in the chat. Gonna jump over to NBA Showdown for tonight. And we have this Dallas at Minnesota game for tonight. So what I would do here is just come in, make a couple quick adjustments to projections here, and then I'm gonna run some builds, right? So one thing that I'm probably going to do is lower my min salary to zero. I just want to give the builder as much freedom as it needs to build lineups based on the same outcomes here. You know, I'm not super worried about my salary requirements more than anything. You know, the builder isn't going to give you lineups that are less salary just to do so. It would only do that if such a lineup existed from the simulations that we're pulling from when we go to build your lineup. So knowing that every lineup I see is backed by a simulation in our database, I'm okay playing even, you know, lower salary lineups here. But right off the bat, you know, we're already getting higher salary lineups at the top. So even, you know, given the freedom, we're not even going that low. So I wonder what the lowest salary is actually. 46.6, right? So that would have been within the range anyways, but nevertheless, going to jump back over here. I'm just going to use single game Saber score for this example here. And what I want to do is a couple things, right? I always kind of want to spot check things, want to make sure everything's looking good. And I'm going to move some columns around. Like, I don't really want to see adjusted ownership. I know who they're playing, so I don't need to see opponent. I have the my own column, so I don't need the SS own column. But all right, that just about does it for everything I need to see, right? So I like to see like the ownership of the players in my lineups, exposure, pool, and leverage, and then some of these other stats, right? So all is well so far. So I typically like to start from like a broader view, right? Like looking in like a zoomed out approach and then kind of zoning in as we go along. So starting with stacks, looking in team stacks, and then looking at players, right? So just looking at stacks here, okay, we're seeing like a lot of 4-2 stacks, 3-3 stacks, and then 5 stacks being the lowest. That's like pretty consistent here. Like the 4-2s and 3-3s can swap, but close spread, not seeing that many onslaughts. Gonna jump over to team stacks. Quite a bit of Minnesota 5 stacks, you know, like 15% here. We're getting about that in our top 20 lineup, so I kind of like that we're matching there since these stacks are some of the less popular ones. 13 out of 24 stacks. And then 4-3 stacks. Okay. Now, jumping over to our captains, probably a good place to start here. So I like to come in here and just kind of sort by pool out of the gate. Like, hey, what captains were showing up the most in our entire pool of lineups? And it looks like it's Luka. He is our most exposed captain as well. I'm fine with that. Looks like taking a little bit of a stand against Anthony Edwards. He is the highest owned captain from what I'm seeing. So it looks like that's probably a little bit of like a leverage play. And then our second exposed captain is going to be Rudy Gobert, just about 10% ownership. So I understand what the builder's doing. It's like, hey, let's fade Anthony Edwards. Let's play some Luka. Let's play some Rudy Gobert and take some shots on these other guys that are still coming up in a good number of pool lineups. So don't think the builder's doing anything crazy here. And I'm going to start by exposure now, just kind of see that. So we see our biggest leverages are Luka and Gobert here with a stand against Edwards. You know, the leverage column will describe that information for you. Jumping over to utility. And so you got to think about this, like when we are paying up for somebody, who are we paying down for, right? So we're paying up for Luka at the captain position. And it looks like our favorite pay down option here is Naz Reid, right? Getting him in 13 of our 20 lineups. He's going to be our highest leverage utility player. And, you know, just scrolling here, we could see that a lot, right? Anthony Edwards, Naz Reid. Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid. Where's the Luka ones? Luka, Naz Reid. So he's like one of our favorite pay down options here at the moment. And then mixing in like other guys at like a lower rate, like Tim Hardaway, 3K salary, 25%. Kyle Anderson, 2,400 salary, 20%. So a lot more like favorited, like it seems like we are favoriting Naz Reid and then mixing in some of these other guys a little bit less. But one thing that you could do here is also pull over the minutes column and just kind of see like, hey, how much are we expecting these guys to get in the game, right? Like Naz, we're expecting like 23 minutes. Okay. You know, that's really similar to somebody like Daniel Gafford, right? And then we go down here like Hardaway a little bit less minutes, like 14%, kind of makes sense why we're getting a little bit less exposure to him. Kyle Anderson, 9 minutes, kind of makes sense why we're getting less exposure to him, right? Just like less opportunities overall if they're not on the court. So I don't feel bad about playing this Naz Reid angle here. The one thing that you can do as well is come in here and adjust your mini uniques. I'm going to jump mine up to 3 here. And that only gets us to line up number 67 in our pool. So it doesn't take us too far down. Does kind of smooth out some of the exposures that we're seeing here, right? Nick Naz comes down a little bit. Gobert goes up, and then we go back to our captains. And then see that we're actually taking an even bigger stand on Luka here now that we made that adjustment. So it's always good to kind of, you know, mess around with this and see how things change as you adjust it. Like, hey, do I really want to play, you know, Monte Morris captain? Do I really want to play Kyle Anderson captain? There's one lineup in the pool with those players, and I'm getting it as a direct effect of me adjusting them in unique. So like maybe I want to rethink that decision, right? And then when I go back to one, I lose the exposure to both of those players, which I kind of like better, right? So understand how this changes, you know, watch these things change, sit here and adjust the numbers and watch your exposures, leverages change here, and make sure that you're comfortable with the decisions that it's making. So that's my best advice here. And other than that, you know, I'd be happy to submit these lineups and feel like they are strong lineups based on the sims here and be ready to rock and roll. So hope that helps you guys thinking about, you know, what helps you guys figure out what to think about building your showdown lineups for tonight. Check out that showdown video that Jordan released. Going to help you guys out a bunch. But until tomorrow, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Take care. I'll be back here 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, good luck. Thanks. Bye.